Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 92.9 FM ESPN, and on the line is our BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM Tonight. And BetMGM, the app, you can go there and listen to BetMGM Tonight, the podcast, for more of Ryan's analysis. Of course, here in Memphis on 790 The Bet. Here in the afternoon now on 92.9, Ryan, how's it going, man? Getting ready for divisionals. We've got hoops, and we've got the Grizzlies on a friggin' tear right now, brother.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are on a tear right now. Didn't cover the number last night, but that's fine. As long as they continue to win these games, we get to that win total. I do have the NBA Finals future. I just don't even know who right now. I don't know who scares me the most in the West. Eventually, I think the Warriors probably figure some things out, get healthy. The Clippers are a mess right now. I guess it's the Nuggets. Obviously, the clear answer to that would be the number one seed in the Western Conference right now. The Nuggets, Jokic, what he's doing right now is ridiculous. But still, I do like Memphis. And then, of course, you have to be excited for the divisional round games. Although the wild card weekend actually finally lived up to the hype. We've had some blowouts here the last couple years, especially last year when they introduced the super wild card weekend. I don't like the Monday night game. Like, I should probably for show content purposes since we're on the air during the entire game. Mm-hmm. But I just wrap that stuff up on Sunday, man. Like, now somebody gets screwed over when you think about it. Now Dallas gets screwed over because it's a short week for Mike McCarthy, where that's already a disadvantage, and he has to go against Kyle Shanahan. So I don't like it.
I'm going to ask you about the divisional round here in a second, and I also want to ask you about the Memphis game. They've got Wichita State tonight here at FedEx Forum at 6 o'clock. But the first one I want to start with is Grizzlies, and I'll go straight to the futures. I think Jaren is still our defensive player of the year. Ja is third right now among guards in the West. There are five, count them, five Warriors right now listed in the All-Star ballots, and there's only one Grizzlies. By the way, the Grizzlies are on a tear where the Warriors are just sort of sleeping back there in that 7-8 slot in the West. And I bring this up because, you know, I watched Brian Windhorst on ESPN the other night, and I realize the Grizzlies showed poorly on Christmas Day, right? Like, they got blown out. They were at Golden State. They're talking trash. I get it. They've won 11 in a row. They're going for 12 tomorrow night against the Lakers. But Brian was saying, he's like, yeah, I know what 538's saying, and I know what the futures looks like. I'm just telling you, people are saying the Warriors are going to be right there in the Western Conference Finals against Denver. I'm about done with it. I'll be honest with you, Ryan. Where are you at on this team? And I realize there's a lot of trash talking, but you can understand why we're upset here in Memphis as a Bucks fan yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, you always kind of feel disrespected, and I understand it. You know, you have to kind of win. But the thing even with the Bucks is, like, they won the championship. They won the NBA Finals, and it was just excuses why Phoenix didn't win the NBA Finals. And then it was just pretty much, where's LeBron going again? And, you know, the thing with Denver is I really like Jokic, but is Jamal Murray, and he's playing great right now, Aaron Gordon, are they going to play like that when we get into the playoffs? If they do, then Denver's scary. I just need to see it to believe it. The East is crazy because growing up, I mean, the East right now is so competitive.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, there was so much parity in the West. There were all these top teams. Now, I mean, Brooklyn looks really good. Boston looks really good. Milwaukee, actually, everybody's really worried about Milwaukee. Cleveland looks good, too.
Yeah, really good.
I like them, like, as a sleeper team. They're last year's Grizzlies team to me, where nobody's talking about them for some reason. Mm-hmm. They cover numbers, and they're really fun to watch. But, yeah, I mean, in the NBA, I think you just kind of have to have those playoff failures. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Jordan had to go through the bad boy Pistons. And I think Memphis, you know, I think that this should be their year, if not maybe next year. And I just love that they kept all these guys together. You know, even when big names were floating around, not that I don't think they had a shot at KD, but you don't package any of these young guys, because I would rather just keep this core together, because they're only going to continue to get better. They're all so young.
Well, and I found myself learning about the Cavs last night in real time, because we don't get a lot of Eastern Conference matchups here in Memphis, but Cleveland's really good, JB Bickerstaff's good, and once Mitchell gets back, they're going to be even better. I figure, you know, they're one injury away from possibly being in the mix in the West. And the thing I thought about last night was LeBron is sitting there just totally, you know, getting 48 points a night, you know, not in the playoffs at this point. And I just couldn't help but think, man, wouldn't it be great if he were in Cleveland for his own sake?
Yeah, I mean, and especially when you figure that you're going to get Bronny coming to the league. I think that's what ends up happening, though. I think LeBron, obviously, the reason that he's going to continue to play, besides the fact that he's still dropping 40 on any given night, is that he wants to play with his son. And I think ultimately he probably ends up going back to Cleveland, going back home, and I think obviously they would have him. But, man, yeah, I want him to get moved. And it's funny because I grew up such an MJ guy, and you have to be like Team MJ or Team LeBron, but I've always appreciated LeBron as a player. And I would love to see him on at least a contender. Maybe when AD gets back, when Anthony Davis finally gets back.
Yeah, yeah. It just feels like
contend again, but
it just feels like a waste when you see those big nights. Ryan Horvat is our guest here from BetMGM tonight on 790 The Bet, as well as the Odyssey app. Let's turn to gambling and college hoops. And tonight, Memphis, about a 9-10 point favorite, 9.5 point favorite against Wichita State. Last I saw, that game's at 6 o'clock here in Memphis on ESPNU. And basically, we're in the setup now where the Tigers can't afford a bad loss. You know, they don't get these big conference matchups like the SEC teams like Tennessee. You think they clear the number tonight? Penny this week in his press conference said they're going to stop toying around with these teams. Essentially, we're not going to play with our food now.
So it's funny because, I mean, the trends, everything's kind of telling you to take Memphis here. I mean, you look at these two teams' records. I mean, Wichita State 9-8 this season, 2-3 in conference play. And they've won two of their last five games. You have Memphis, who's won three of their last five, coming off a win. I thought that was a big win. I agree. You can't really have a bad loss. They could score. We know that. I believe they're, what, 45th in the country, scoring about 78 points per game. But I actually, I just thought 11.5. I mean, this opened at 12. I thought that was too many points. I guess the reason why Memphis continues to go up rather than down here as far as the spread is probably just the offense, the offensive side of the ball for Wichita State, where they're really struggling right now. They're only putting up 65 points per game. They're turning the ball over like crazy as well. So if Memphis can capitalize on those turnovers, they should be able to cover the number. I was just actually kind of surprised. I'd make it probably 9.5, 10. So I'd show a little bit of value to Wichita State, but not enough to where I want to back a 9-8 basketball team right now, because you never know what you're going to get with any of these teams right now. College basketball has been crazy. Love watching the sport.
Yep.
Love watching it, but betting it has been really tough.
No, it's impossible, and it's even impossible half to half. Because and we're talking to Ryan Horvat from BetMGM tonight, and you're specializing in this stuff. But I stay away from college hoops now because, you know, Memphis at the beginning of the year, we're like, well, once we get everybody eligible and on the court, we'll look great, and it just has not been the case. Let's go around the SEC. I think that Tennessee looks good. I think Alabama looks good. Who do you think is the favorite in a pretty stacked SEC team, actually?
Yeah, other than, you know, that disappointing loss to Kentucky, who just has not bothered to show up this year. I won't be shocked if Cal does end up leaving. I don't know if he ends up at Texas or what ends up happening there, but man, are the fans in Kentucky pissed off. We had one of their beat writers on. I was shocked.
Like, they're fired up,
Yeah, they are. I like Alabama just because I have this weird thing where I bet against Alabama like every other night, and all they do is cover the number. They could score. I could go grab a glass of water, and they could put 15 points up in the matter of like a minute and 15 seconds.
Yep.
But it's crazy that the SEC is so competitive. I do like Tennessee, like I said. I mean, even, like, you could go down the list. I like Missouri, like, as far as, like, just betting, like, on a night-to-night basis. I found some value with Georgia. I won't be shocked. If I don't know how many teams are going to end up getting into the tournament. I wouldn't be shocked if it was, what, like, 8,
7,
9?
I 8,
like Alabama
yeah.
probably to win the conference.
Yeah, they're saying 10 from the Big shocked. 10 and 7 or 8 from the SEC. You're right, Georgia and Missouri are good. I saw Missouri handle Illinois, and I thought Illinois was unbeatable there at that point in the season, you know?
Yeah, it's just crazy because growing up, you know, it was the ACC. And, you know, I mean, obviously I'd watch Big Ten basketball being from the Midwest. But the SEC, That was football country, so it's wild.
Okay. And then final question. I know you got to go. Ryan Horvath's with us from BetMGM tonight on the Odyssey app. It looks like the closest numbers in NFL that I'm looking at on my book are the Dallas Cowboys in that Niners game you were just talking about, and the number I'm looking at is 4. What do you think of that matchup in the divisional round?
Yeah, that's actually my favorite bet this weekend. So I like way too many dogs probably, but I definitely like Dallas. I feel like San Francisco is probably going to be a really public bet, and I get why. I just think this is a huge step up in class for the 49ers offense. Dallas has been really good against the run since that midseason slump that they had. So this is probably going to be a Brock Purdy game. And I think he obviously steps up here in class as well. If he plays like he's played the last 6 weeks, San Francisco probably wins this game. I think he's going to turn the ball over, though, at least once. I played his interception prop. That's -115. Kyle Shanahan and Dan Quinn obviously know each other really well, and you would figure that's a huge disadvantage for Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, not a great head coach, but he's a pretty damn good defensive coordinator. Yeah. Kyle faced him back in 2019. Quinn shut down the 49ers offense that week. And then in the playoffs last season, even though the 49ers won that game, Dallas held their own. They had a 39% rush rate, which, I mean, San Francisco didn't have Christian McCaffrey at the time. But still, I know that it was Tampa Bay, and I know that Tom Brady doesn't look like Tom Brady. He missed way too many throws, but I'm pretty high on Dallas right now, and I think Dak could have a similar performance that he did against that secondary. The 49ers, as good as that defense has been, you just have to stay away from the middle of the field because their linebackers can cover. Fred Warner is one of the better inside linebackers in the league, especially in coverage. Nick Bosa is going to be Defensive Player of the Year, but their secondary struggled. You could hit them with the explosive play. They've given up more than 9.5 yards to slot receivers this season, which is the 6th most in the NFL. CeeDee Lamb lines up in the slot more than 60% of his routes run. So,
wow.
Like CeeDee Lamb's props. Yeah. And I won't be shocked if Kellen Moore has the right game plan if Dallas wins this game outright.
As long as the kicker can kick field goals and extra points, I think we'll do okay there, Ryan.
I completely agree. Another thing I like, man, go with the Brett Maher. Go with his field goals, over 1.5 field goal. I think this is going to be a revenge game. He didn't miss an extra point all season long. I don't give him a pass for that. Yeah. I probably would have cut him. I have no soul. But I do think he has a bounce-back performance. So, like I said, I like way too many dogs. I can make the case for Jacksonville just because Kansas City never covers big numbers. They've been off the last week. We pretty much knew they were going to clinch the division. They clinched the conference, that overrated conference. They get the number one seed. I know Arrowhead's a tough place to play, but Jacksonville right now is kind of playing with house money the same way that Cincinnati was last year. Nobody gave the Bengals a shot against the Chiefs, and then they did it. And Trevor Lawrence, if we get second half Trevor Lawrence,
Oh, man.
I like them.
Yeah. They might have figured it out over in Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah. And then lastly, I like the Giants +7.5, and I won't be shocked if when we talk next week, we're talking about the Giants pulling off maybe one of the biggest upsets that we've seen in the last decade. I know how good the Eagles are, man. I worry about Jalen. I just went back and watched Week 18, and that was kind of a must-win game for Philadelphia if they wanted the bye in the number one seed. No quarterback design runs for Jalen in that game. Also, only threw the ball more than 10 yards down the field, I believe 4 times I counted in that game. And the Giants, look what they do offensively. Brian Daboll is a genius. I love Mike Kafka, their play caller. It's crazy. I grew up 20 minutes down the street from him. I can't believe he's the OC. Wow. I think he's going to be a head coach probably, if not, you know, in the next 2 years, probably in like 3 years there. But they can hit you with the short passes, and that's really where Philadelphia struggles. Like 1 to 9 yards down the field. They take away the big play. They let you dink and dunk. Man, if Saquon can have another game like he had, I really like the Giants at least to cover the number. I know everybody's going to end up betting Philadelphia, so I'd probably wait for the best number, see if you could get 8, 8.5. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be shocked if they pulled off the upset, man. They're playing really good football right now.
Playing at the Link. It should be a good game. Ryan, appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, brother.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. That is Ryan Horvath from BetMGM Tonight on Odyssey Sports. Ryan is available on 790 The Bet tonight as well with his show BetMGM Tonight on 92.9. Coming up at 5, we got Ron Olson from 104.5 The River, talking sports with the radio legend himself, Ronnie O. With JR in studio, it's Brad Carson on 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.